Once again, this is Minister Andre. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. We welcome all those this morning on this prayer line this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Giving honor and praise to God who is the head of my life, my wife, my Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenora Clark, all the pastors, all the ministers, elders, deacons, all the prayer leaders on this prayer line this morning. We welcome you and we thank you for joining us on our 8 o'clock prayer service, where we come to magnify the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, at this time, I'm going to introduce our first prayer lead at this time. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Good morning. Glad to hear your voice. You go right ahead and let God use you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's really a joy to be here with you this morning. Blessed to be. I'm sorry I missed us yesterday. We've had some pretty major upsets in our family. I'm asking for prayers for my family. My mother is going today for a potential cancer biopsy. So just please continue to keep us covered. Her name is Brenda, and my brother's name is Matthew. Her predominant caretaker, and my sister Veronica, as her and I will also be stepping in to take on more of that responsibility. So please keep us covered in prayer. I'm going to pray from Romans chapter 5 today, and this scripture really blessed me when I looked at my prayer prompt. It reminded me of how much Jesus truly loves us. So I'm reading from Romans 5, verse 8. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. But Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. And I love the Passion Translation in this because the others say, well, we're still sinners. But this translation really emphasizes who we were and where we were. Sometimes the word sinners can carry such a negative connotation that we kind of resist it subconsciously in our mind. But when we talk about being lost and ungodly, it reminds us of our desperate need for Jesus and how he didn't wait until we were right to love us. And that's really what I want to focus on this morning. I want you to think about people in your life that maybe you're discouraged or disheartened with, or you find it difficult to love or difficult to pray for. And I want you to think about them while we meditate on the scripture and think about how Christ loved us. He didn't wait till we were right. And may we let Christ live through us and love others in that way too. Let that be our prayer today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you didn't wait to love us. You didn't wait till we were right. We thank you and praise you that you looked through the lens of true love and compassion, selfless love, grace-filled love, and had a heart for us. We thank you and praise you that you are omnipotent, you're sovereign and providential, and that you see all and you know all. You see to the end, and you thought we were worth saving. One of my favorite worship songs. So we thank you and praise you that you were so sacrificial, that your love was so selfless. You laid down your life for us before any of us were even here, but before any of us ever made the choice to love you back, you loved us. That is mind-blowing. And Lord, I thank you for the loving conviction and correction that brings to us. It surely put a check in my spirit this morning that we're called to love like Christ, that we adjust our expectations, that we give them over to God, that we allow the love of Christ Jesus to flow through us, around us, to the other people that we're called to walk with, we're called to love to everyone. Lord, we pray that you would give us more, an increased measure of your agape love for one another. In these troubled times in this world, everyone is in desperate need of the love and compassion and grace and mercy of you, Christ Jesus. And the only way the world can get that is through us. May we be bright, shining lights. May we be open hands, open arms, and open hearts. May we have words that nourish and water the soul. May we have actions and deeds that soothe the soul. And may our lives be lamps that lead others to you, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Our bishop has taught us it's steadfast love. It's love that doesn't fail. It doesn't fade away. It's not conditional. According to your word, Lord Jesus, you said that love, that's you, and supposed to be us, is patient and kind, steadfast, long-suffering. Help us to love like you. Thank you that you loved us so much. You thought we were worth saving. This entire love story from the very beginning has been about reconciling us back to you. Lord, I pray for our relationship with you, and I pray for our relationships with others. May you continue to cultivate and nurture your love in us. May we grow in maturity and relationship with you. For the love that you gave us, it's priceless, yet we paid nothing for it. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can earn. There's no amount of striving. There's no amount of performance. There's no amount of giving. There's nothing that we can do to earn your love. You gave it to us selflessly. I pray that we're able to accept and receive it. I pray that we're able to conceptualize what that love truly means. It's outside of our understanding, but yet through the power of your Holy Spirit, you allow us to experience it. We thank you and praise you for that. We are so loved. We are so loved. We are so loved by a Savior who loved us so much he thought to lay down his life for us. There is no greater love than that. Lord, it's our reasonable act of worship, the Bible says, to give that love back to you. I pray for fruitful relationships with you for all of us. Heavenly Father, and it's our reasonable act of worship to extend that love to everyone around us. I pray for our relationships with one another. Lord, I pray that you would continue to fill us with that love. I pray that you would continue to nurture and cultivate that love in us so that we're able to do what you've called us to do, and that's to disciple one another. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would have the same compassion, understanding, and grace for one another that you extended to us when you laid down your life for us. We were lost and ungodly. I know for sure my own testimony, wandering in the dark aimlessly, striving in my own pride and will, working to accomplish all the things that I wanted to do and I set my mind for and I desired, all me, 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 I. And Lord, you're so perfect that you literally killed all of the me and I in yourself. You surrendered your kingdom, your throne, and came here as a man, lived lowly, and laid down your life to save me. Before I even knew who you are and what you're capable of. And I thank you and praise you. We all do. We worship you and we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yet you're so intimate and so close and love us so dearly. It's beyond comprehension. We thank you and praise you for it. All we can do is receive. All we can do is receive, and all that you ask is that we give. We can have all we want of you, and all that you ask is that we share. We thank you and praise you for that. So perfect, so holy, so lovely, so kind you are, Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that each person is able to rest in the knowing and the peace and understanding of relationship, wholeness in relationship with you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our relationship with you, your love, your mercy, your steadfast love would outshine every problem, every sickness, every illness, every upset, every worry, Lord God, and that we would be able to embrace it. You said, Jesus, in your word, that we are carried off by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth. And I bind that in the name of Jesus. May none of those things hinder the seeds of your love that you have deposited in us. Lord, I rebuke the discouragement and the distractions of the world. We cast them back to the pit, and I replace it with an overflow of your love, where all of the things of this world grow strange. They just grow dim, because your love outshines them all. Heavenly Father, no matter what we're facing, help us to fix our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable, even in the waves of a storm, even in the valley of the shadow of death. Whatever anyone is walking through, I decree and declare that the love of Jesus outshine it. I speak life and healing and wholeness and peace to every storm, every trouble. Lord God, that you came here and you died, you paid the price for our peace. I thank you and praise you that you give peace that surpasses understanding. And no matter what we walk through, you are with us, and we are hidden in you, Christ Jesus, in God. We are double enfolded in you. You laid down your life so you could live your life through us. May we walk in the character of Christ. May we think like Christ. May we speak like Christ. May we love like Christ. I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you paid the price to be in right relationship with us, to reconcile our relationship back to the Father. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friend. We thank you that you call us friend. We thank you and praise you that we have the privilege of right relationship with you. I pray, Lord Jesus, for people who don't know you. I pray that you would create encounters with people that can lead them to the light of your love. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be that light. I pray that we would be mindful and attentive, sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that you would be able to move upon us and we would move. And you would say, that one needs help, that one needs love, that one needs me, and that we would lead them to you, Jesus. Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus over my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I pray the blood of Jesus over Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenora. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to water and nurture this good ground as we put seed in it, Lord Jesus, as we serve in it, Father God. And I pray that even in seasons of separation, that you would continue to cultivate the relationships that have developed us in maturity, in ministry, in relationship with you. I thank you and praise you for that, God. Not something we take for granted. Continue to strengthen them, replenish them, refill them, Lord Jesus. Give us all that we need, Lord. It's your responsibility to provide for this ministry, and we trust you with it. We trust you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So good to pray with you this morning, brothers and sisters. And at this time, I'm going to hand the line back over to our host.
Amen, Sister Rachel. We thank you for sharing your prayer with us this morning. We thank you. You said we're double enfolded in Jesus. Hallelujah. That sounds like we're pretty wrapped up to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are fighting with you, Sister Rachel, in all your endeavors. We thank you for your commitment. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all, if anybody is interested in becoming a prayer lead or host, also, you can share this line with someone. If you're not interested, maybe someone you know may be interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host. So we'll ask you to share this prayer line with someone today. You can do that by giving them the number to the prayer line. And if anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a prayer host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Leave a message and Pastor Lenore or someone will get back with you in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to go right on into our next prayer lead, which will be our own sister, Mildred. Are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you, my sister.
Amen. My verse is Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we thank you for your word on this morning. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we bless you on this morning. We give you praise as always, and we thank you for just lifting us up on this morning, Father. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we acknowledge and we understand the wages of sin is death, Father. Father, we acknowledge and we understand in our lives, if sin comes into our life, sin brings forth death and destruction in many different ways and many different forms. And we thank you for giving us a choice, Father, on this morning, the gift of eternal life, Father. We thank you for your word on this morning. Father, we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. And sin comes and temptation comes, Father. Father, but we pray this morning for strength to kill sin in our lives, or if it creeps into our lives, and not let the sin kill us, Father. Father, sin have a way of finding us, and sin has a way of blinding us when it finds us, Father. Father, but we pray this morning that you give us strength, Father. Let your glory be with us and your strength be with us, Father. Father, give us a deep conviction in our hearts that will help us bring forth deliverance, Father. We love you and we reverence you on this morning. We embrace you, Lord, and we love you this morning. It is your love that covers a multitude of sin. Father, we confess this morning that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we believe this morning that you will bring deliverance if there's any in sin or any attempted to sin or come out of your will, oh God, to give us the strength that we need to overtake sin, Father. Even if it's in our thoughts, give us strength that we need, Father, to overtake our thoughts with your word. We believe this morning, God, that you will bring us out in your time, and if there's anything that came in or any temptation that continued to disturb our peace that's unlike you, Father. We believe this morning that we are covered by your blood, and we trust you this morning, God, that you will supply all of our needs, our emotional needs, our physical needs, our mental needs, and our spiritual needs. Some of us is in need of a miracle even right now, Father, even on this morning, Father, and we need you to intervene in our situation, in all situations. We ask that you open our hearts and our mind. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your truth, Father. We trust you in your faithfulness, Father, that you will save all who call upon your name, even on this morning, Father. We love you and we embrace you this morning, Father. Father, and we know that sin is the wages of death, Father. And we thank you for knowing your word, and we thank you for your word penetrating our heart. Let not our sin have dominion over us, Father, as we surrender our lives unto you this morning, as we surrender our sins unto you this morning. Let the power of your grace and mercy be with us. Father, let us find love, peace, and comfort and assurance in your promises. Father, sinful nature is free, Father. Sin is free, Father. And some of us get trapped in it, and we all know the wages of sin is death. Father, you have given us dominion over all things. You have given us dominion over everything. Father, don't let our sin wither. Don't let our sin wither and bring upon unpeace to our spirit, oh God. For it, whether it's big or small, whether it's seen or unseen, lead us to physical, emotional. Don't let it lead us to physical, emotional, or spiritual death. For us, we love you, Father, and we trust you, Father, and we're not trying to figure anything out, Father, but we know that you have all things in your hand, Father. And if in need, Father, make haste to help us, O Lord, so we won't feel regret, so we won't feel loneliness or sorrow. We surrender all to you on this morning, Father. Father, we need you every day. And to understand your ways. We need you every day as we understand you, your ways and your knowledge for us, Father. Father, we pray this morning for your eternal and everlasting life, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to speak to us, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to cover us in your blood, Father. We pray this morning that you continue to guide us, Father. We pray this morning that any spirit that come unsettle our peace, God, is unlike you, God, that you shut the door this morning, Father, and lead us on the path of righteousness, O God. Our Father, our Maker, our spring of living waters. Let the stream of living waters flow through us even on this morning, Father. Father, we choose life this morning. We chose you on this morning. We chose your will and your promise on this morning. And those that are in need, Father, those that have, may have fallen into sin mentally, emotionally, or physically, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you prepare their ways of escape. Make a way of escape and let them yield to your way of escape to line their life back up into your will, Father. And we thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you for willing to repent, oh God. And we thank you for laying on the cross for our sins on this morning, oh God. We chose eternal life on this morning, Father. We seek the deliverer on this morning, oh God. Father, let us fill our hearts with your righteousness on this morning. Fill our hearts with your obedience on this morning. Fill our hearts with your holiness on this morning, Father. Let everything that have breath praise you and thank you on this morning, God. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for shutting the door on sin for us, Father. And we give you praise this morning. We honor you this morning, oh God. Give us strength to move forward in your name, Father. Those that have been in and those that's coming out and those that believe you, Father, give us strength on this morning, knowing that you are the good shepherd. You are the almighty deliverer. You are the faithful one, and you are the King of glory, Father. And we trust you for all things, even on this morning. And we know that you always make a way of escape, Father. We know that you're always with us, God, and you guide and direct us, God. But sin has no barriers, oh God. And we lift you up on this morning, even as sin comes into the thought, the ears, the mind, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you intervene for us, oh God. Keep us on the straight path, oh God, to your will and your purpose, oh God. Sin is free and life is free, oh God, but we chose life on this morning, Father. We chose you on this morning, God. We trust you on this morning, and we thank you for a second chance, God, a second chance to love and embrace you, oh God, a second chance to call out on your name, oh God, knowing that you hear our cry, Father. Father, we are thankful on this morning, God. We are thankful on this morning that you are our God and we are your servants, Father. Father, you are a consuming fire, and we give thanks to you this morning. We call upon your name this morning. We give thanks with our whole life, and we glorify you this morning. We give praise to your name on this morning, O Most High, our Savior. Father, even through good times and even through hard times, we know that you do all great things as we trust you, Father, as we yield our hearts unto you, Father, as you know the ways of our hearts, Father. We trust you on this morning. Let our focus be you this morning, God. Any that's in, bring them out, Father. Let their focus be you, even in the unseen, the things that they don't think you see, God. You see all things, Father, and you know all thoughts, Father, and you know all ways and intentions, though, God. Help us on this morning, oh God. We need you, Father. We need your love to just continue to cover us as we embrace you, Father. We thank you for your many blessings that has been bestowed upon us, Father. We thank you for giving us strength even in the face of adversity, Father. We thank you on this morning. We thank you for your nature, God. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for all that you've done in our life, the way you've covered our children, oh God. We thank you this morning for everything that you're doing, oh God. We thank you. And Father, we give a special prayer out to the world on this morning. We pray this morning for the plane that crashed over the Potomac River, Father. We pray for their families on this morning, oh God. We pray that you comfort them and you console them, God. We pray that you cover them, oh God. We pray that you bring in healing to their hearts, oh God. God, cover their families. They need strength on this morning, God. We pray that you keep them and speak to them, God. Console them, God. Comfort them, God. Cover their hearts this morning, oh God. We thank you for all that you do, God. You are a great God. You are a great God, and we thank you for all that you do and all that you brought us through, even in our life, God. Even in times of sin, God, you brought us out, God, victorious, and we stand on you, God. We stood on your word, God, and you bought us out, God. Even you didn't kill us, God, and you could have had, you had your way and your choice, God, but you bought us out victorious, and you bought us out praising your name. And we love you for it. We honor you this morning, God. We give you praise on this morning. As we look back over our life, God, we give you honor and praise on this morning for loving us more than we loved ourselves, oh God. We give you honor and praise on this morning, oh God, for being the God of righteousness and truth in our life, oh God. We give you honor and praise, oh God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs on this morning, oh God. We bless you and we love you and we lift you up on this morning. For there is none like you along the whole earth, God. And we thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you for giving us free will, oh God, and choosing you, oh God. We thank you for just holding on to our hearts with your word, holding on to our hearts with your will and your promise, oh God. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for forgiving us, oh God. And we thank you for dying on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. It is because of you, God, that we stand victorious on this morning. It is because of you, God, that we can glorify your name on this morning. It is because of you, God, that you showed your mighty works and signs in our life, oh God. It is because of you, God, that we stand here even right now, God, professing your name and your word, oh God. And we love you. We thank you and we magnify your name. We magnify your marvelous works that took place even in our lives, oh God. We magnify how good you've been to us, oh God. We magnify you on this morning. We lift you up, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for being our master. We thank you for being the anointed one. We thank you for being our teacher, oh God. We thank you for who you are in our life. And we give you glory and honor on this morning. For there is none like you, Father. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we thank you for your rich word, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life and everlasting life. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Midge. We thank you for your prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you for strengthening this prayer line this morning. You truly have strengthened me with your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're coming to the midway part of our prayer line service. God is good. Some of you may have to leave, but if you do, we're asking you if you can sow a seed at this time, do so. You can do that at $Cash App, at the $on Cash App, Bishop Eric, $Bishop Eric Clark. That's our Cash App, $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text to give, G-I-V-E, at 216-446-1209. That's text to give, 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. Also, you can put in your prayer request. And you can upload your 1 minute GPS. Thank you for giving us your donations. They will help this ministry to go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, at this time, we're going to be passing the baton over to our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor T, are you there?
Yes, I am. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning for this opportunity to stand in prayer with the people of God across this land, all our members, all our co-laborers, all the hosts, all the prayer warriors. In Jesus' name, it was a song on my heart this morning. I hope you can hear this. Let me know, Dre, if you can hear this.
Not good, sir.
You can hear me?
Not good.
That's that old Fred Hammond song. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Our scripture today is all things are working together for the good. We're still in Romans. All things are working together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And we pray that prayer that everything that is allowed to happen in your life is working for your good, the good and the bad. It's working for your good, and that God's going to get the glory out of it at the end. Amen? Amen. And before we get into the prayer, I want to say I was thinking about some children, all of our children this morning. Got a call from one of my sisters that her daughter was dealing with some stuff. And we were just praying and praying. And then I got to think about all of our children. And I know some of them's name, but some of them I don't know. Some of them I haven't seen in a while. I'm going to call out their name in a minute. I'm going to call their mother's name out. So their mother, you're praying for their mother. You're praying for their children and their grandchildren. And those that I don't know, they will soon send me the information. Please have them call the church with their requests. All the children, call the church with your requests. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to call your name out. I'm going to believe God to change your situation in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know God can and God will in the name of Jesus. A lot of things are going on with our children across the land, and they don't tell us everything, and I don't know everything, but God knows. God knows, and I want them to know that we will never leave them. We're just like the Spirit of Living. We won't leave them. We won't leave them. No, if we forsake them, we're going to let the Lord know. And the Lord's going to do something in their life. I believe it. I stand on it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm so honored and grateful to be able to pray for others in Jesus' name, because I know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and all things are working together for the good, to good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Amen, amen. I pray for all the brothers in the men's ministry. I pray for you, and I salute you, and I thank you for being there and praying. Sister Roberta, we're praying for you, healing upon your husband. Sister Mercedes, Sister Manzella, LaShonda, complete healing upon your grandchildren. LaTanya, we're praying for you, speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. We're praying, Lord, that God would cover and heal, pleading the blood. When I pray, I have a couple of lists. I have a family list that I pray in my own prayer time, but then I also have a corporate list. And we're praying for them, Sister Gloria and her children, her grandchildren, Sister Michelle, Sister Renee, Sister Jasmine, Sister Lakiana, Sister Kim, Sister LaShonda, Sister LaWanda, Pastor Lauren, all her children, Sister Mildred, Sister Rhonda, Sister Claudine, Sister Michelle, Sister Rachel, Sister Karen, Sister Levert and Clendon, Sister Damon's and all of her children, Sister Jack and all of her children and children's children, Sister Vanetta, Mother Clark, Sister Manzella, Sister Thelma, Sister Karen, Sister Carson. I got some others. I just written down some others. But Lord, we're praying, and we want God to cover all the children this morning. All things are working together for the good. Cover all the children this morning. We understand in the Bible it says all have sinned and come short. We all missed the mark. No sin is greater or less than the other. We all have missed the mark. We all are striving for the best, and we are striving to get closer to Christ Jesus in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Father. Everyone underneath the sound of my voice will be touched this morning. I pray a special prayer that they will be touched and they will be ministered to today by the power of the Holy Spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus. I send forth angels to go across this land, across this country, my God, over in North Carolina, angels over there in Kansas City, angels over there in New Mexico, angels over there in Alabama, angels in California, angels in Florida, angels. We send them out to North Carolina, all over, Lord. The angels will touch and rest upon the people of God this morning in Jesus' mighty name. God, we're praying that minds will be regulated in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying that minds would come to know Christ Jesus in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak against anything that would come against our children right now in the name of Jesus. All of our children, all of our little ones, all of them, Lord, we ask that you cover them in the special blood of Jesus. We're praying a special prayer for little Bree right now in the name of Jesus in Michigan right now, that God, you would cover her, God, you would touch her, and God, you would allow the angels to rest upon her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil that will come against our children right now in the name of Jesus. We won't stand it. We won't go for it in the name of Jesus. We're putting on our war clothes this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're putting on our war clothes. We're putting on our foot shot preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the belt of truth. My God, the helmet of salvation. My God, the word of God. We're putting it on this morning. Oh God, we ask that you clothe us this morning, because it's time to go into war for our children, for every one of the children of the body of Christ Assembly, every one of the children of our co-laborers right now in the name of Jesus. We call their name. We call it out right now in the name of Jesus. We believe healing in their life right now. We speak deliverance in their life right now. We ask that God would set them free in the power of the blood. We call forth the power of the blood to be upon the doorposts right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to be sprinkled upon their life, to be sprinkled in their classroom, to be sprinkled in their workplace. My God, that they be covered as they travel to and fro in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We believe, God, for total restoration right now. God's about to turn this situation around. We ask that God would meet them right where they are. All their heart's desires will be met today, because no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We're about to try, you're going to turn that whole situation around. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now, God, put your hand upon them. Oh, your presence. Let them come into your presence, Lord. Let them come into your presence, because in your presence, Lord, there's peace. In your presence, there's protection. In your presence, there's healing, my God, in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in your presence, and your presence is in here. Your presence is on this prayer line. Your presence is in our homes. Your presence is in our workplace. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We can't do nothing else but thank you, because, God, we know that you can do it. We know that you can do it. You already know what we need of before we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you in advance for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you bless them. Bless all the little ones today as they go to school. Bless them on the school bus. Bless them in the classroom. My God, bless them on the way home. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray for them. We pray for them. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say yes to your word, yes to your way in the name of Jesus. We thank this prayer line. We thank everybody that's gathered together to make this thing work in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your daily bread. We thank you for our bishop who speaks the word daily to us. We thank you. We thank you for our pastor, Nora, who speaks to us and gives us a good word. We thank you. We thank you for our spiritual leaders. Right now, we cover them. We speak rest and peace into and joy right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it into their life, right? We cover them. We didn't let no weapon formed against them come against them in the name of Jesus. But we know that all things are working together for the good, to the good that love God and are called according to his purpose. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We want a special touch today, Lord. We call for a special touch today in the name of Jesus. Extra grace today. We believe it and we stand on it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost. We call forth the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we call for the angels to come. Come on, Lord. We call for the angels to come. see about us this morning. See about our children and our children's children. Oh, hallelujah. We speak when they sleep, God, that they will be covered. When they sleeping, they covered. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. We thank you. We can't do nothing else but say thank you, because you're a wonderful Savior. You're good, kind, and you're merciful. You've always been there. You've never been late. You're always consistent, and we love you for that, Lord. Oh, we love you today, and we love all the little ones. All the little ones, be blessed. Be blessed today. Be blessed today. Call in your prayer requests. Let us know what's on your heart. Call your prayer request in. Hallelujah. Join the prayer team. We want to hear from you in 15 minutes. Just say hello. God bless you. Say thank you for praying for me. We want to hear for all the little ones, all the babies, the children. They my babies. They 50 years old, they still my babies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praying for them. I'm interceding for them. I'm standing in the gap for them. Like, I'm believing God that God can turn this whole situation around in the name. I'm believing in the power of God. I believe in drawing strength from past experiences. I believe it right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that God can do everything. God can do everything but fail. He's never lost a battle. He's the undisputed heavyweight champion of the universe. I believe it right now, and I stand on it. I stand in the need of I stand with prayer and in the need of prayer. I thank everyone who's been praying for me and my family. I appreciate you. I love to hear you call out the names in our families and praying for them and interceding for them and standing in the gap and carrying one another's burdens. If someone is weak with the brother or sister, carry them. Carry them to the cross. My God, carry them on to the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank them. I thank them right now for everyone underneath the sound of my voice. And I thank you that this prayer line is open. This prayer line is live. It's on fire for Jesus. My God, we ain't stopping for nothing. My God, we're going to go on. We're going to turn it up a notch higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for my strength this morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we said amen. Thank you, body of Christ. Thank you, co-laborers. Thank you all over the land for praying for old Pastor T over here. And I'm looking forward to seeing my bishop this weekend. Looking forward to seeing the saints this weekend. I can hug you. I can shake your hand. And I can tell you I love you and I appreciate you. And I miss you so much. I miss you. Continue to do what you're doing. You're doing a good job for the Lord. You're serving good. Oh, my God, you're serving good. And that's the most beautiful thing we can do is serve one another, is love on one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn it back over to our host. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. We are praying on this prayer line service this morning. We are fighting for our children this morning. We are dispatching angels on assignment this morning. We thank you, sir, for your prayer, your fervent prayer for our children this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way in their lives. I remember I'd be on this prayer line in the morning at 5 a.m. sometimes. And it's a little kid that comes on named Jalen. Can't be number 7 or 8, but he's safe on that prayer line. He has a breathing condition, and he always put his prayer request in. Yeah, invite your children to come on our prayer line so we can pray for them. Put their prayer request in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for little Jalen being an example. Thank you, Lord, for me hearing him in the morning. So if he can do it, our children can do it as well. In Jesus' name. Once again, my name is Minister Andre. I am your last prayer lead. We had Sister Rachel. She came out of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. We had Sister Mildred. She came from Romans 6:23. We had our own pastor, Terry Buckton. He came from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And I will be coming from the NIV version, St. Matthew's, the 6th chapter, verses 33 through 34. I was given 33, but I added on 34. But first, I got this little song in my heart. Okay, don't y'all start laughing at me. But I got this little song in the first chorus, I guess. I put my own rendition to it. But it goes something like this. I don't know what you call to do, but I call to lift him up. I don't know what you call to do, but I call to praise his name. Praise his name. I don't know what you call to do, but I call to clap my hands. Clap your hands. I don't know what you call to do, but I call to stomp my feet. Stomp your feet, y'all. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, no, I got to read the scripture, don't I? Okay, my scripture reads as follows. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctifying the hearts and minds of all those that believe. The book of Matthew's, the first verse of the Gospel of Matthew announces the event predicted by the Old Testament prophets and a long awaited by Israel, the coming of the Anointed One. Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34, this portion of the Sermon on the Mount is summarized by the statement, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The disciples who have pledged their allegiance to the king must continue seeking God and his righteousness. The present imperative form of the verb indicates a continual or consistent seeking. The contrast between the spiritual and the material is again emphasized. The believer is to seek first the righteousness that is characterized of God's kingdom, and all these things, material things, shall be added to him. When our priorities is spiritual, God will take care of the material. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for putting a praise down on the inside of us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for giving us a praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can lift you up, Lord Jesus. And we thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, we are chasing after you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are taking aim. Thank you, Jesus. All intentional motion at the prize of the high calling in you, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that you can focus us in our direction this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're chasing after an incorruptible crown this morning. We're sacrificing, Lord Jesus, for you this day, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us eternal life, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for eternal life this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for putting your Holy Spirit down on the inside of us. Quicken our bodies this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the quickening power, Lord Jesus. Thank you for letting us know you're present with us, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the very breath that we breathe, the very air that we breathe. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are the very air that we breathe. Let me clarify that. Thank you, Lord. In your name, Jesus. For you have made it possible, Lord Jesus, for us to live happily ever after. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord. We can be happy this morning, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord Jesus, the outcome, Lord Jesus, of everything that's going on in the world today, Lord. We can still be happy, Lord, ever after, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the victory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a purpose-driven life this morning. We have purpose this morning to live. Hallelujah. We're just not a kite blowing in the wind this morning. Living topsy-turvy, heggly-peggly, Lord. You have given us direction, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can fixate ourselves, our minds, our heart on you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Singleness of purpose you've given us, Lord. In your love, Lord Jesus, you've given us singleness of purpose this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep us on one accord on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. Keep us on one accord, Jesus, in doing your will, Jesus. Don't let any division come among us, Lord. Any strife, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Right now, we plead the blood over it. Right now. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us made up minds this morning. We don't want to be double-minded, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us a single mind in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are discipling us through daily ministry, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are a strong people, Lord, that are fixated on doing your will, Lord, on knowing you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for opening up our understanding, Lord. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see, our spiritual eyes to see, our spiritual ears to hear, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can minister from our locations this morning, Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to walk in your righteousness and not to trust in the righteousness of this world, Lord. Thank you for your blood, Lord, that washes us from our sins, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you set us free, Lord. Those that you have set free is free indeed today, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for helping us. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, Jesus. But help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our paths, Lord. Lord, we know where you guide, you will provide, Lord. And we thank you for your guidance this morning, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, lead and guide us down your path to righteousness, Lord. For thy name's sake, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We say hallelujah this morning to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to hear what the word is saying, Lord. Help us not only to hear what it's saying, but help us to do it, Jesus, on a daily basis, Lord. Thy word that we hid in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, Lord. Help us to obey your word, Lord. Help us to put action, Lord, behind your words, Lord, in our lives, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that it be done. In your name, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an attitude of gratitude, Jesus. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing on this prayer line, Lord. For what you're doing in our family's lives, Lord Jesus. How you're inspiring us, Lord, to come up higher in you, Jesus. We are grateful this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We want to praise your name this morning. We want to magnify you this morning, Jesus. We just want to lift you up, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you have given us pastors after your own heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you give our bishop traveling mercy, Lord, as he flies to Cleveland this weekend, Lord. Keep him from any harm or danger, Lord Jesus. Any equipment failure on the plane, Lord Jesus. We dispatch your angels on both wings of that plane, Lord. Help him to get a safe landing here, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to be able to see him and fellowship with him this weekend at the AC Hotel. Lord, draw those that are in the vicinity out, Lord, that we can come together and fellowship with you, Lord. And worship you, Lord Jesus. Together, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying for all those that are on this prayer line, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help them whatever they're going through, Lord Jesus. We put your angels of protection around them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Help us to galvanize together, Lord. Help us to edify one another, Jesus. In your mighty name, we pray that it be done. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for using us this morning, Lord Jesus. We just say, have your way. Let your will be done this morning, Jesus. It's my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, everyone. Y'all have a blessed day. Don't forget to tune in to the Daily Bread at 9 o'clock and get the good word our bishop is preaching and teaching. All right, I'm going to unmute the line for you to say goodbye to one another.
For Jesus, I pray, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thank
God,
you,
Lord. Everyone, I love you all.
We love you, too. God bless.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
God bless the prayer line. Amen.
Yes.